Aussie Bites. Down in the Dump with Dinsmore, written by Margaret Mahey. And read by Stig Weems. The next morning, Dinsmore opened his eyes as usual. But what was this? A strange object was lying on the pillow right in front of his nose. It looked like a hand. It had a thumb and four fingers, just like a hand. But it was bright green. Dinsmore let out a shrill cry. His parents rushed in to see what was wrong. "There's a green hand on my pillow!" Dinsmore cried.
"It's your own hand, silly," said his mother.
Dinsmore wiggled his fingers. Sure enough, the fingers on the green hand wiggled too. Dinsmore sat up and looked himself over. Under his pajamas, he was green all over. No doubt about it. Green face, green front, green back and bottom. The throwaway McTurk lawn seed, which had blown all over him 3 weeks ago, had taken root and was beginning to grow. "Now you really will have to wash," said his mother. "What? Just because of a bit of grass?" cried Dinsmore. "I don't want to wash. I don't wish to wash. I'm never going to wash again."
"But things have improved," said his father thoughtfully. "Now that grass is growing on him, most of the flies have flown back to the dump."
"And he doesn't smell as bad," said his mother. She sniffed loudly. "Oh, Dinsmore dear, you are fresh and fragrant. It's a pleasure to smell you." A week or two later, Dinsmore felt his grass twitching and rustling. Grasshoppers had moved in on him.
"Well, grasshoppers are a lot better than flies," his mother sighed.
"They are wonderful insects," said Dinsmore. "I read in the school library that a person has 800 distinct muscles, but a grasshopper has 900.
900 is too many," said his father crossly.
He hated to think that a grasshopper might have more muscles than he did.